Chris Evercrombie Group, Blue Stampede Labour. Hi, Laura speaking.
Hi there. I'm Sriharsha, and I'm trying to get in touch with Angie.
Angelina.
Yeah, Angelina, sorry.
Yeah, she's not in today. Can I
Oh,
save
okay.
a
Yeah.
message?
I've tried calling her a couple of times now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this is regarding one of the roles.
Regarding one of the
One of
roles.
Yes, and I haven't got any response, and so don't know where it is at. So I just wanted to actually have a chat about that.
What's your name, sorry?
My name is Sriharsha. S for sugar, R I H A R S H A.
And you live in New Zealand, is that right?
No, I'm here in
Oh.
Perth. I'm in Caversham.
Oh, okay. Don't know why it
Yes,
came up that you was in New Zealand.
it does show as New Zealand because I've recently migrated from New Zealand about 4 weeks
Okay.
ago. Okay. So, and my phone has both SIMs on.
Yeah, so with the data migration role, she's
Yes.
actually in the middle of shortlisting at the moment. So
Yes.
she has had 170 applicants.
Okay. Yes.
And all I can see is that your name is under shortlist. So I don't know
Okay.
whether she's maybe trying to work her way through the
Yes.
shortlist can the shortlist list and then
Yes.
obviously start going through and ringing people for interviews. But yeah, she's got there's a lot there, and obviously this is not her only role. Yeah, so I'd just say hold on. I mean, I can always send an email to say that you'd give a call to find
I
out
did this.
how
Yeah,
your
I knew that all my experience on my resume says New Zealand, and one of the confusions would be, oh, is he in New Zealand and then trying to apply here? But I wanted to actually make sure that I get the message across is no, I am available to start immediately, and I'm available in Perth on ground sort of thing, not the.
What I would suggest is if you are applying for roles and that you're no longer in New Zealand, in your
Yes.
professional summary,
Yes.
I'd probably
Yes.
change it to personal summary, and you can
Yes.
put that. You could leave obviously your experience, application, developer, whatever. But I
Yes.
would
Yes.
definitely add you've recently migrated to Australia. If you've got a
Yes.
full visa, you are available for work. Like I would definitely add that in your in a personal summary at the top.
Okay, yeah, that's
Yeah.
great. Can I request you to send or annotate that against my, if you have the shortlist, or send that, yes, I've made a call and made clear that these are the things that we just
Yeah.
talked about, that I have, because I'm a New Zealand citizen, I have the full work visa rights here, and I'm available here, and yeah, so
Yeah,
right now,
perfect. So, right,
sort of
what
thing.
I've done is I've just
Yes.
downloaded your resume from the database, and
Yes.
I'm going to send Angelina an email so she can probably get back to you on Monday when she's back in the office. But
Yes,
yeah,
that's great.
I would as a whether you get this role or not, I would
Yes.
as a yeah, I would advise because I'll put a note in our system that
Yes.
you are. You've moved over, you are a permanent resident, you are in Australia, you're in Perth, you've rebuilt work.
Yes,
But
yes.
yeah, I would
I'll
definitely
make the
suggest.
changes on my end. That's a great tip to add a personal
Yeah.
summary along with the professional summary, and that makes it
Yeah.
clear. Because it's very
I
difficult to
mean,
actually talk
yeah.
about visa things right there in a
I mean,
resume
I
sort of.
know it is. And unfortunately, when you're applying for local government, when
Yes,
we have
yes.
such a huge number of applicants,
Yes.
we obviously have to go through people that are in Australia
Yes.
or in Western Australia if they have
Yes.
visas because they
Definitely.
don't apply, yeah, because they don't offer
Yes. No, I totally understand, yeah. Because I've been quite a senior resource, and then I 100% understand the issues of getting people who are local first and doing all the juggling around and scheduling the interviews and all that. Yes.
Yeah, and it's a shame, because even if you carry on scrolling and you obviously have all the experience and stuff like that and the degrees, if you don't state that you are in Perth, looking for work, blah, 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 some recruiters will just go, he's in New Zealand, not good.
Yes, that's exactly the reason why I've been trying to call again and again.
That's fine. Look, I'll send you an email now and just say that you've called and you just wanted to, restate that you are in Perth and available. And then when she's doing a call for shortlisting, she'll know that I've spoke to you and you're here. And perfect.
Thanks. That's great help.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
No worries.
Thank you. And you have a good weekend. Cheers. Bye.
Thank you. And you. See you then. Bye.